Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we are tracking our democracy in historic times.
The theory that the Senate can't try former officials would amount to a constitutional get-out-of-jail-free card for any president who commits an impeachable offense.
Senate Majority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer and other members rebuffed a Republican effort to dismiss the article of impeachment against former President Donald Trump. More than 150 law scholars wrote a letter to affirm its legality. But Professor Rory Little at UC Hastings College of Law says it's an open question.
There's a good argument that maybe this is a more important question than just a procedural question and should be answered by the Supreme Court.
Chief Justice John Roberts declined to oversee the Senate trial. The justices just dismissed two suits against Trump for using his office to make money from foreign governments because the charges were very narrowly constructed. Little notes that the Supreme Court may see Trump's Senate trial as a political issue.
He will still be stained in history as the only president to be impeached twice. There seems to be some political desire to sort of fry him on the griddle of the Senate.
Just five Republicans voted in favor of the trial, which suggests a likely acquittal for Trump. After the session, presiding Senator Patrick Leahy went to the hospital out of an abundance of caution. His spokesman says he started to not feel well. A group of San Antonio Republicans has filed paperwork to form the new MAGA Patriot Party, estimating 12,000 members nationwide. A CNN review of Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene's past social media revealed her campaign's likes for posts suggesting executing Democratic politicians. In a tweet, the Republican who had argued against election results said other people have managed her pages in the past, but she did not specifically deny the likes. Democrats introduced a bill yesterday to raise the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour. The risk benefits of past increases are well documented, but opponents say it's still a job killer. The federal minimum wage has been stuck at $7.25 since 2009. The White House is seeking 200 million additional doses of COVID-19 vaccines, enough to supply all adults in the U.S. by the end of summer. President Joe Biden also announced executive actions yesterday to address racial equity, a direct response to the protests that erupted after Minnesota police shot and killed George Floyd, an unarmed black man. Representative Chuy Garcia of Illinois introduced a sweeping immigration reform bill yesterday.
At this moment in history, we're called to uphold our values of compassion, common humanity, and racial justice.
Co-sponsor Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal of Washington says it focuses on people who cross the border seeking safety, opportunity, and freedom.
There is simply no need to be prosecuting, detaining, and deporting those who are seeking refuge in a nation of immigrants and refugees from all over the world.
The bill complements Biden's executive order mandating a 100-day freeze on deportations, though a U.S. district judge granted Texas a temporary restraining order against the moratorium. For Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Mary Sherman. Thanks for listening.